The commercial genius of radio was the person who headed RCA at that time, David Sarnoff, known as General Sarnoff. Turns out he worked, his early career was working for the Marconi Company. He was a Marconi operator. This picture is supposed to be the picture taken while he was communicating with the survivors of the Titanic. Now, this is a very appropriate time to talk about it because it's the anniversary of the Titanic. April 15th is when it went down. You know when it went down because the ship hit the iceberg at 11:40 p.m. at night, mid-Atlantic, and was sunk by 2 hours later. So how could he have been in communication receiving the SOS from the Titanic because the transmitter was shut down? It was Sunday night in New York. But he had a good PR firm. And anyway, he certainly worked it out. He was Marconi's personal assistant. This guy was the ultimate social climber. But there are some things which he did which are amazing developments. He proposed a business plan in 1916 for something called a radio music box, what we would call a radio today, you know, like an entertainment radio, that it would be used not just for transmitting dots and dashes, but could be used to transmit education. In 1919, the Marconi Company in the United States became RCA because the U.S. felt a foreign-owned company. Marconi was at this time a British-owned company. Could control the strategic communications capabilities of the United States. They forced Marconi to nationalize, just like all those South American countries do today. The U.S. enforced this on Marconi in 1919. First radio station goes into business, the first commercial radio station in 1920 in Pittsburgh, using RCA-developed transmitters and selling lots of RCA-developed radio sets. And RCA developed its own broadcasting system at this time to create content for this distribution channel. By 1930, 40% of all Americans' homes had a radio. Just a few years later, twice as many. And of course, we already talked about RCA killing FM.